The following episode contains discussions of abuse, banging on doors, harsh swearing, intense arguing, physical violence, and a loud noise at 34 minutes 55 seconds through 35 minutes 0 seconds. If you'd like to know the nature of this loud noise, you may check under the spoilers heading in the episode description. A transcript of this episode is available at diningin.thevoid.com/transcripts. We hope you enjoy the season finale of Dining in the Void.
To the heart of the ship, dear guests. Travel till you learn the truth. One of you armed, two others charmed, strike the heart that's untrue. To the heart of the ship, dear guests. The mystery's nearly exposed. Don't you back down, you're all of renown. Take down your scheming foes. To the heart of the ship, dear guests. Your host can't keep lying now. They're running this game to cause you all shame. Show them your strength and how.
Please proceed to the heart of the ship. You have 30 minutes remaining. Please proceed to the heart of the ship. You have 30.
Oh, darn it! The lights in this room are yellow, not orange. We're farther away from the heart than we were in the hall. This ship is so confusing!
Unless the lights outside suddenly changed, we're still close. When the countdown was announced, the light strips in the wall were blue, but as we moved through the halls, they turned green. We're closer now than we were an hour ago.
And we still haven't found G. She's not in the heart of the ship, is she?
No. I think this host wants the guests in the heart of the ship. If we find G, or even if we don't and we almost run out of time, I want you to find a room that's out of the way and shelter there. I don't know what's going to happen, but I want you to be safe.
Sawyer, I'm sorry, but I don't understand why we can't just come with you. I know that it's not safe here. But it's safer to stick together than to split up. The fewer people there are, the less support they have. The less support they have, the more likely they'll die. I don't want to die, Sawyer. I don't want you to die.
We won't. If I can just get to the heart of the ship, I'll sort things out, with or without the others. I can handle whichever one of them is the host. I will handle it. If I have to kill them or get someone else to, I will. And there's no point in saving that thing at this point, not after what they've done.
But why do you want me and G out of the way?
I don't know. I'm scared.
Then I should stick with you.
You need to look for G.
I am looking for her. I'm not giving up. But if we don't find her in time, then we need to get to the heart.
We should at least try and find... What in the universe was that?
That was an event, was it? Well, look at this. There's a vent in here.
How convenient.
Hold on. Even if we can't crawl through here, we can try and communicate with whatever made that sound.
It might be Joe.
But it might be someone who can help us.
Let's not be hasty.
I'm sorry, Sawyer, but we don't have time to figure out the pros and cons of this. We have to try everything we can. Hello? Is someone there?
Are you sure there's anything in there?
I could try again.
Surely they would have answered by now. You were right. Let's get away from the entrance. Whatever it is, we need to be prepared.
Got it.
Father?
Impossible.
Joe can't shift, right? Mar stopped them from doing that?
That's right. So... Unless there's another shapeshifter.
It must be her.
G, it's your daddy and father. Where are you?
I think I'm near Joe's lair.
Shit.
But they're not here. I sorry, Father. I got lost, and I wanted to help, and...
It's all right. You're not in trouble.
G, I need you to listen to me very carefully. I need you to crawl through the vents. Follow the sound of my voice, and you'll come find us.
Okay.
I need you to crawl as fast as you can to reach us.
Okay.
G, oh, thank the stars.
Daddy, Father.
You're all right.
It's okay. It's okay. You're safe.
It was so dark and scary in there. I got so scared that I started crying. I've never cried on an adventure before.
I was scared too, G. I didn't know what happened to you. One minute you were in the room and then you weren't. Your daddy had to come help me look. I was so scared.
You were scared?
Of course I was.
I didn't know grown-ups could get scared.
We get scared all the time. But when you're older, it becomes a little easier to handle.
Were you really scared, Father? Why?
Well, when you were gone, I couldn't protect you. And neither could your daddy. If something bad had happened to you, I would have been sad forever.
I don't want you to be sad forever. I'll never sneak away again.
You're safe now, sweetheart, and that's what matters.
How did you escape?
There was this hole in the wall, so I crawled through it. I saw all these vines I'd seen before when Mars and I were investigating. I followed the vines all the way to the lair, but I got lost when I turned around. So I did what you told me to do if I ever got lost. I see where it was.
How long were you in there? Do you remember?
No, but it felt like forever.
That's how we all feel on this ship. Feels like we've spent years here. Even with the two of you here, this ship feels like some kind of pocket in time where everything slowed down. The only way I know time has passed at all is when the countdown numbers change.
How long do we have?
I don't know. Last I heard, we had half an hour remaining.
Part of the ship. You have 24 minutes remaining.
We barely have 20 minutes left.
Please proceed to the...
Before what?
Well...
G, the host who invited us is about to do something really mean. We don't know who they are, but we do know that they are very, very bad. They hurt Galatea, and they bullied the rest of us into talking about all the bad things we did.
You didn't do anything bad, did you, Daddy?
We'll tell you about that when you're older.
All the adults who were invited here have done something bad or wrong in their lives, some worse than others. The host wants us to go to the heart of the ship and tell everyone what we did, like a teacher disciplining a naughty student.
What does the host want?
That's what I'm going to find out. But until I do, you and Father need to stay in this room and keep away of danger. Do not leave here unless someone comes in and tries to hurt you or something bad happens. I don't know what else could go wrong, but regardless, you two need to stay here and look out for each other. Whatever happens in the heart, I don't want you two involved.
Sawyer, do you think we'll be safe here? Wouldn't we be safer with you?
If the host has planned something for us all, I don't doubt it will be painful, if not deadly. The host won't look for you here, they'll be in the heart. If they play dirty, well, I'll come straight back here.
Okay, I believe you.
You're gonna save us, right, Daddy?
I'm going to help save us. I can't do it alone. I trust Galatea and Mars, even though Mars and I don't always get along. We'll figure something out.
Good luck, Sawyer.
Thank you. With the two of you here, I have all the luck I need.
If you don't make it back, goodbye.
Goodbye, Ellery. I will come back here, I promise. For both of you.
Go, Daddy!
I've got less than half an hour to find a weapon. And I'm hopelessly lost. Oh, Tala, why did you have to announce the countdown while I was still navigating? Why can't you break away from that and help?
I'm sorry. I can't help you right now. Please proceed to the heart of the ship.
Surely you can do something. I know you're more than just a voice. You're smart. You survived your trial, so help me survive mine. Can't you give me some kind of sign? Please, I'm going to get revenge for you and me and everyone else, but I don't have time to hunt around. I need you. Well, look at that. The light along the wall seems to be fading down the hall. Maybe I should follow it. I hope this isn't just you sending me to the heart, Tala. I'll get there eventually, but I don't want to go in without a weapon. Well, the light stops here, but I don't see anything. Oh, no, wait. The light is coming from both directions, and stopping by this one panel. I don't see anything, but maybe there's something here that could be useful. Aha! It's loose. A safe. But I don't know the combination. Am I going to have to break this open? Well, who needs physical force when you've got a genius AI on your side? Now let's see here. Not you, you'll break too easily. You're splintering in my hand. Not you, because you're already broken. Like me. God, I relate to that knife so hard. But you, well, you might just work. Even if the host planned this, well, I'll be very surprised if they're armed as well. Don't underestimate me. I may not have a series of cool catchphrases like all the movie stars have, but I do have the strength. An AI for an ally. The AI. And now, I've got protection. Look out, darling. You're going to wish you hadn't pissed off Galatea Ivory.
Did we lose them?
I think so. Quick, in there!
I don't know how much longer we have. I wasn't listening to the countdown.
Less than half an hour.
Oh, good. Half an hour before we all die.
But we're not going to die. I've gotten out of worse than this. Not without getting scarred, of course, but... Seems like I'm down for the count while there's a countdown.
Ugh.
Not the time.
I love you, but this is so not the time.
I was just trying to lighten the mood, or make you feel better, or both.
I'm okay. Don't worry about me.
You're pacing. I don't think you're okay.
Pacing is a completely normal thing to do when you're thinking.
Then what are you thinking about?
Nothing.
I don't believe you.
No, I'm serious. I was trying to think of something, and I couldn't.
You weren't thinking of me, then?
I know. I'm shocked, too.
I'm insulted. What is dating for if not obsessively thinking about the other person and nothing else?
I know, right? You can make a joke out of anything, it seems.
That's because everything is a joke to me. Well, almost everything.
I wish I was that relaxed. I overthink all the time. Wait a second. That's what I was going to tell you.
You were going to talk about Zell?
Eventually, yes. But that was not what I was talking about. I was going to tell you what we saw on the outside of the ship. I'm starting to figure out who might have brought us here. When we went on our spacewalk, I saw this phrase engraved into the side of the ship. Odd Rose Trip. And I was thinking, or trying to think, Who might be related in some way to a rose? It's so weirdly specific, it has to mean something.
I'd love to guess with you, but I'm not good with clues. I'm good at reading people and...
Well then, based on reading people, who do you think is the host?
Not you, and not Tala. Galatea would be interesting, but I doubt it. So that leaves Mars and Sawyer.
And Aveline.
I don't know about her. She got me to reveal my secret, and she seems to know how to calm people down, but she also seems to trust Mars, even though I'm pretty sure they're the host.
Could Aveline and Mars be working together?
Maybe. But what do either of them have to do with an odd rose trip?
Rose is a reddish color, Cobe is a reddish color, and Mars is a red planet. Maybe whoever wrote that wanted to incriminate the Doctor.
Someone like Sawyer?
Maybe. If it were Sawyer, using the word rose as opposed to forest or sea blue might throw us off his track. He might be framing Mars. I mean, they don't exactly get along. It wouldn't surprise me. Or it could be someone else trying to frame Mars, but Sawyer's still pretty high on the list.
I think I follow you.
You know, we're dealing with someone who's thought ahead. They've really done everything they can.
I don't follow you. What are you getting at?
I'm just saying, whoever wrote that phrase really rose to the occasion.
Oh.
I am not proud of that pun.
Well, I am.
Are you feeling okay?
Yes, but I need to rest. I appreciate you carrying me, but the movement makes it worse.
Okay. We can stay here for a few more minutes, but we have to get to the heart, okay? I'll carry you if I have to. Joe's still after us.
I doubt they'll find us in here. Unless they can smell us or something.
You can't run from me forever, little lovebirds. I know you're in there. So, if you don't want to die, you're gonna have to come out at some point.
We already did come out. We're really gay.
Katie Bell, not the time. Shit, I don't know what to do. If you try to fight them like silver, you'll get killed. If you try to shift back to snow, you'll kill yourself in the process, and I can't fight them. We're trapped.
No way. We're not trapped. We just haven't found the exit.
I'm out of ideas. Do you have any?
Just one. Tala, if you're still listening, please help us.
I wish I had a better idea.
We can save the ship, but we need to get out of here without running into Joe. Is there some secret way out of here?
Hey, look, the lights just changed colors.
Just in that panel. It's red instead of orange. Does that mean we're closer than we thought?
Hold on.
A secret door. Yes.
Shit, no time to get excited. We have to go.
Wait, let me get on your back.
You're right, you need to rest. There you go. Hold on tight.
It's weird that the light changed, right?
Not really. Maybe Tala actually heard your call.
Or maybe the host wanted us to beg for mercy before they'd help.
I don't think it's the host. I'm sticking with the Tala theory.
But how? I knew it was a long shot when I tried it, but I didn't expect it to work. How'd she do that?
Maybe she's not as stupid as we thought. I don't know what Galatea did to her, but it must have been good. As we've spent time on the ship, Tala has become more helpful. She went from shutting down at the smallest inconvenience to getting around the countdown in order to help. It's like she wants us to win, if that makes sense. I mean, I'm just saying, it lines up with what I've been thinking about, too. She's trapped here just like we are, in a way. I wonder if she has a secret, too.
Waverly, turn right.
Hmm? Oh, sorry. You're right. It's going that way.
Here, let me hold one of your hands so you don't get off track again.
Oh, I mean, sure, that's sweet of you.
Do you not want me to?
No, I just... Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm kind of not used to the physical touch thing. It's been a while.
Because of Zell?
Mm-hmm.
I understand. It's been a while for me, too.
But please, Don't let go. Okay?
I won't. I've got you.
I think we're almost there. I see a door at the end, and the light stops right above it. I'm so scared.
I am too. But whatever happens, I'll protect you.
Katie Pell, I'm twice your size. If anything, I'll protect you.
I guess we'll just have to protect each other.
That works for me.
Please proceed to the heart of the ship. You have 13 minutes.
Oh, give it a rest, you mindless piece of code!
I'm sorry. I can't help you right now. Please direct all complaints to the host.
I would if I knew who they bloody were.
Please proceed to the heart of the ship. You have 13
Well, the lights in the walls have turned red, so either we're all about to die or we're close to the heart.
Please proceed to the heart of the ship.
You Aveline?
Have 13 minutes remaining.
Oh, shit. Did I lose her? Oh, when
Please
did that happen?
To the heart of the ship. You have 13
I'm sorry, Aveline. I don't have time to go back and look for you. Joe better be prepared for me, because I'm 4'8" of pure anger. No more hiding in my lab and trying to be clever. No more letting other people do the heavy lifting. I'm fucking ending this.
13 minutes remaining.
Mars!
Oh, thank God, I found you. Or more accurately, ran into you. Where did you even go? I thought you disappeared.
I did, but I don't have time to talk about it right now. We're near the heart, right?
I think so. The lights seem to change from blue through to red as we get closer. It's like we're getting warmer.
Yeah, I got that too. They're red now, so we must be close.
Wait a second. What's this in your shirt?
Don't worry, it's just fuel. Look, we need to go. The countdown is almost up.
Wait, fuel? Where'd you bump into that?
I'm sorry, I took a wrong turn and ended up in the shuttle bay. The shuttle that G and Ellery came in on was all busted up. Someone poked holes in the fuel tank. Either Joe or the host must have sabotaged it so we couldn't leave.
Aveline, we're about to die and you wanted to look at a shuttle.
I got curious, okay? I was trying to get back to where I lost you and that's when I found it. I swear, I only looked at it for a minute or so. But as soon as I got the picture, I headed straight back to where I came from. I'm sorry, I didn't expect to get lost. I also didn't expect to run into you like that.
Aveline, if you were by yourself and you'd gotten hurt, no one could have helped you. Tala certainly wouldn't have helped you. Just don't wander off next time.
Thank you for your concern, but I'm an adult. I do just fine on my own. I don't need you to look out for me all the time.
That's not the issue here.
Then what is?
The whole old Mars might be the host thing in my lab. What the hell was wrong with you? Why'd you get into all that?
I'm sorry, Mars, okay? I was trying to work things through, and we're running out of time, so I just kept talking, okay, about-
Don't apologize unless you mean it. There's so much at stake, and you're acting strange. I don't like it.
Look, we're all acting strange at this point. We just need to stop Joe from driving the ship into the sun, and it'll be fine, okay? We're not completing any kind of trial or playing any more games. We're just surviving.
By surviving, I guess you don't count going off on your own when there's a dangerous shapeshifter loose. I don't doubt that you can protect yourself, but striking out on your own is liable to get you killed. There's too much shit on this ship.
Mars.
What?
The door's right here.
Oh shit, you're right. How'd I miss that?
I almost missed it too, but the lights converge here. Can I see the map real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah, based on the general direction we've gone and the other doors we've passed on the way, this should be the heart. Okay, plan of attack?
We could stand on each other's shoulders. Maybe that would scare the host.
No, intimidation probably won't work.
I was kidding.
I know, I'm just trying to think out loud. We don't have a lot of options at this point, but I don't want the secrets to distract us from exposing the host. We should just head in there, ask the host for mercy.
Don't you mean beg?
If we have to, but hopefully we won't. The host might be twisted with what they consider entertaining or game-like, but they still have a brain. I've dealt with egomaniacs like this person before. If we just appeal to them, we might win.
Then we're not going to fight them?
No. We have to be concise, but persuasive.
If you have an idea of what to say, then I'll leave the talking to you.
Sort of. But if you want me to, then I will.
How about you do the talking, and if shit goes south, I'll back you up.
Okay. 9 minutes remaining. You ready?
Not at all.
That's... Please proceed to the heart of the ship. Okay, you know what? Whatever. Let's go. Remaining.
Please proceed to the heart of the ship. You have 9 minutes remaining.
Hello, everyone, and congratulations! You've made it to the heart of the ship. We have about 9 minutes left before we fly directly into Rigel A, our nearby star. Whoever's the host should probably reveal themselves now before we all die. Please.
Huh. Looks like you all made it here in one piece. Well, some of us may have lost a couple pieces along the way, but who even cares at this point? You're all here. And it doesn't take a mind reader to know you're all pissed.
Cut the bullshit, Joe. Who's the host?
Tala was right. The host needs to reveal themselves. After all, they're the only one now who can save us.
You mean this wasn't your idea?
Oh, Sawyer. I wanted to trap you all in here and watch you die a slow and painful death. But the host said that was too easy. They want you to prove yourselves worthy and expose all your secrets.
But we know everyone's secrets.
They don't know your secret, Miss Lion. More like Miss Lying, huh? Oh, come on, Katie Bell. Why aren't you laughing? I thought you liked puns.
I don't love when evil people make puns.
I'm not evil. That's an exaggeration. The host is the one who wants you to burn to death in the sun. They're evil. Know the difference, sweetheart. I just happen to admire their work, and I get to be a part of it, even to the fiery end, if you don't cooperate.
Is that true, Tala? Is the host the only person who can stop the ship?
I'm afraid that's correct. I wanted to stop it myself, but I couldn't. I'm really sorry.
I'm sorry too, Tala. We can't share our secrets yet, because we're missing someone. Then again, I'm not surprised that she's late. I'll be shocked if she even shows up. She's probably busy crying about her stupid hair or getting drunk off her ass. She'd rather lounge around looking hot than help anyone.
Don't talk about her like that!
Oh. Am I wrong, though?
You're absolutely wrong. You're wrong, you're sick, and it's your fault that everyone here is traumatized. I hate your guts.
I could see why the host had to discipline you. It took 2 years of overloading your circuits until you begged for mercy to shut you up. My master will gladly re-educate you, if they have to.
That's horrible.
Why don't you name them, then? Then we'll all know for sure who it is.
Oh, don't even try, you stupid machine. You're not in control. The host holds all the keys. You don't even have a body to fight me in. You're just a dumb voice. And I'm not wrong about Galatea. People don't really change. Especially people like her. She hasn't shown up yet, so she can't prove me wrong. At least to me. She deserved what happened to her.
No, she didn't. You hurt her for no reason, and now that you're being stubborn about some stupid secrets, we're all gonna die.
Ugh, quit your whining. You weren't even alive to begin with. What do you care? They've got your brain backed up somewhere else, right? I mean, if you die. Oh, hey, Galatea. We were just talking about you.
There you are, you fucking freak.
So, fun fact. Joe said you wouldn't even show up to help us.
I'm glad to have proved them wrong, then. How much time do I have to kick this freak's ass?
Oh gosh, we only have like 5 minutes. Should I go back to the countdown?
No, not until the host reveals themselves.
Why would they at this point? They know full well that everyone else is going to attack them the instant they're revealed.
Yes, and they're not exactly big enough to fight back.
I'm not the fucking host. Aveline put forward a bunch of speculation to discredit me and you all bought it.
Look, I'm sorry about that, okay? I was thinking aloud and I didn't mean for it to be a direct accusation. I don't think you're the host and I wasn't trying to make you look bad. I want to help you.
Really? When we were walking through that maze, you took a wrong turn somewhere. Instead of turning right around and going back where you came from, you took a detour. How is that helping? You knew we had limited time.
Mars, I understand you're angry, okay? I did my best and it didn't work out, but I promise, you can trust me. I'm not the host.
Fine, how about Sawyer? Why else would Ellery and G even be allowed on the ship?
Can we not just accuse people?
I promise you, I didn't know they were coming. Right now, they're safe and out of the way. Whatever the host has planned, I don't want them to be here for it.
We don't have time for you to be fucking sentimental about your stupid family.
How dare you? Just because you didn't get along with the people who used to love you.
Oh, fuck off. At least I don't impersonate a celebrity by shapeshifting like someone in this room. The creature you see in Waverly's arms is the actor formerly known as Katie Bell. How can you even stand to hold her, Waverly?
Hey, leave her alone! Would she tell the truth if you knew it would get you killed?
We
won't get out of here if you keep wildly pointing fingers, Mars.
We won't even get out in time. She'll probably kill us all.
Katie Bell is not the fucking host.
Oh, and you would know if you were in fact the host.
Can we not point fingers? There's no evidence against either of them. We have to look at the facts.
All the evidence we have is indecipherable nonsense or red herrings. There's no point in thinking logically.
Shut up! Everyone, shut your fucking mouths. I said, shut your fucking mouth!
Both of you, stop it!
That's not what I meant by not thinking logically.
Katie Bell, don't!
I can help her. I have to shift.
You'll die!
Let go of me, I can help.
Tomateo, look out!
This knife is mine!
That's why I won't let you hurt me with it.
I'm just surprised you could see that. That's right near the eye that Sawyer took from you, ain't it?
You took out my fucking eye, you freak. I'm not stupid.
I guess we're even then. Now that was just rude. You'd attack an unarmed opponent.
You tortured a defenseless person. I think the bar's pretty low. Don't you fucking move.
Okay.
Ow! Katie Bell!
I try to shift again to help.
But why?
To stop Joe. I just want to get out of here. My head, everything hurts.
Good catch, Waverly.
Thanks. I mean, thank God I did. Katie Bell? Oh shit, she's fainted. Hold on, I've got you. I'm going to lay you down right down here. Nobody touch her, please. I'll vouch for her if I have to.
Galatea, now that we're not fighting, what do you want with us?
I want the host to say to our faces, it was me. I did this. I won't hurt anyone else unless they, for some reason, attack me. The host has been watching and waiting for us to put all their silly clues together just to see if one of us is fit to live. They knew at least one of us would end up here. This is all a ploy to use us for something sinister. Whoever wins this game gets to live a very long time.
What? What do you mean, a very long...
Shut up! I'm sick of you talking over everyone. Let me finish. Thank you. Everyone here has undergone horrific tests to prove who's the smartest, strongest, and brightest person in the room. But here's the reality. No one is smarter than the host. We can't be. They've planned all this out, down to the tiniest detail. This game is rigged, and the host holds all the cards. I don't find that fair. Allow me to even the odds.
Oh, shit.
The host will reveal themselves, or I will shoot them. And then, I will take control of this station, and we're going to drive it to the nearest station to refuel and escape. No one else besides the host will die. I promise you that. But first, the truth. No more secrets. You have 10 seconds. 10.
Galatea.
9.
Put down the gun,
8,
please.
Where 7, did you even get that? 6,
Galatea, what are you doing?
5,
what the fuck?
4,
this just got 3, way more fun.
2, 1.
Galatea, don't!
Game's over, darling.
Dining in the Void is a production of Zebulon Podcasts and was created by Nicole Birdie.
This episode was written by Arizona Johnson and Nicole Birdie. Aveline Lyon was played by Ari. Galatea Ivory was played by Molly Alex. Waverly Black was played by Molly Ray. Katie Bell Silver was played by Bio. Mars Cobe was played by Emmett Moon. Sawyer Green was played by Dylan Shane. Tala was played by Arizona Johnson. Joe was played by Rhea. Ellery was played by Cedric Reeve. G was played by Vivian Fay. And R was played by Piper Kilgore. Music was composed by Benny James. Sound was edited by Ari. Stay tuned to our Twitter, @DiningInTheVoid, and our website, DiningInTheVoid.com, for bonus content and to find out more about our next season. Thank you for listening.
Hey y'all, this is Nicole Birdie, the creator and head writer of Dining in the Void. You've no doubt heard me list the content warnings on the top of a few episodes. I just wanted to give a huge thank you to everyone who has supported us so far. We're busy working on drafting and making season 2 at the moment, and we can't wait to bring more of you on board. Stay tuned the next few weeks for our casting call. From all of us who work on Dining in the Void, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. See you later, space kids!
Hey everyone, this is Ari. Just one last thing. As a reminder, we are still taking questions for our question and answer episode that will be in between the seasons. So if you've got any questions, you can send them in to any of our social media accounts or on YouTube or whatever. And yeah, you've got until September 21st, so a week after this episode airs, to get them in. So if you've got any questions for us, feel free to send them in. We can't wait to hear from you. All right. Hope you enjoyed the season, and thank you so much for everything. See you around.